Up next on South Florida Arts Beat, our humorist Buzz Fleischman explores an odd quirk of consumer society.
Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. The importance of cardboard to our culture is, I believe, on a par with space travel and the technology that allows us to speak to and see someone in Tonga through our computer for as little as 0.2 cents per month. All we need to do is find someone in Tonga willing to speak to us. Raw cardboard fresh from the factory is by itself benign, but configured into box form, it houses those niceties of our civilization, such as flat-screen TVs, auto parts, and candy. Cardboard, neither card nor board, but somewhere in between, is ubiquitous, and while utile, can also mislead. Let me explain. The packaging of an item on the shelf of a gourmet food emporium, for example, a package of individual almond roca, is more likely to be sold if we fall for the packaging. Oh, let's say a given package, which is 10 inches long by 2 inches wide by 1 inch deep, looks like it could contain as many as 10 or 15 almond rocas, with one huge one represented on the package, in actuality only contains two. Why? The package is the selling point. Remember those little disclaimers that say some settling of contents may occur? That's a ruse. It's like big government. You expect a fair shake, but don't get a lot. It's almost as if the packaging is more important than the product. In a business course, somewhere in a college close to a large city that caters to self-motivated marketing mavens, an untenured assistant professor wearing a sleeveless vest, white shirt, and bow tie is regaling the students on the value of packaging. That speaks for itself. The question I'm raising here is, what do we do with the box when the computer's been delivered? Save it. If there's a problem and we need to send it somewhere, you need the original box. That goes for a lot of products. Save the box. But we do that. We're savers. And taken to the next level, Americans are stuff junkies, which you can see from the great amount of store-your-stuff facilities being built. What do we see in the chain-link cages that make up these compendiums of crap? Cardboard boxes. Still not broken down flat so as to save space. Most are still in their original configuration because we haven't figured out the tab A into slot B thing yet. That means we're basically storing air, not density. We've probably saved more cardboard than the law allows, and it seems we've created a whole new industry dedicated to it. We can recycle 100 pounds of cardboard into some of those coffee cup sleeves you get at Starbucks to keep your hand from burning, or we can continue to store it in case civilization breaks down and we have to send it back. Then we'll probably go to Tonga, where cardboard is as rare as an individual almond roca. And that's your Radio Buzz.
Buzz Fleischman is a humorist, public speaker, and writes for the community newspapers and the River Cities Gazette. Visit Buzz at theradiobuzz.com.